The United States was just 11 years old, but it was a nation in crisis. James Madison was the man who was going to step in to help save a nation born on the 4th of July. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
For this country's first 11 years, the Articles of Confederation were the document that outlined the government of the United States.
There was no president with executive powers. There was no Supreme Court, just a single house legislature that really was not an effective central government at all.
Rick Starr is a ranger at Independence National Historical Park. In May of 1787, there was a call for delegates to meet in Philadelphia to revise the Articles, but it was soon apparent that the country needed a fresh start. James Madison from Virginia was prepared for the task.
The convention was supposed to officially start on May 14th, but he arrived here in Philadelphia on the 3rd of May, and he had already planned out a strategy for creating a much more effective, stronger, centralized government.
Madison came to the convention with the idea of three branches of government: executive, legislative, and judicial.
He studied the ancient Greeks and the Romans and other such societies that had tried experimenting with a republican form of government and ultimately failed for one reason or the other. So he wanted to make sure that when he wrote the Virginia Plan that a lot of these ideas would be addressed.
Some were very much opposed to creating a new document.
The idea of coming to Philadelphia and actually strengthening the role of the central government was not necessarily universally embraced by everybody. Patrick Henry, another Virginian, for example, when asked to attend this convention, he said that he declined, quote, "I smelt a rat."
But the convention would go on, and we'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McRae.